the situation that we're facing with the so-called vaccines.
Okay, tell you what. Let me put you on hold. Tommy White. Sorry about that. We got a bad scoop. It happens from time to time. So who do we have on line one? We don't know who that was. But we will endeavor to find out. We thought it was Tommy White. Okay. Now we got Tommy White. Tommy, first of all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and how did you guys spend Christmas?
Oh, just spent it over my mother's house, spent it with my kids and my nieces, and went to the Raiders game on Sunday, and now I'm just watching that everybody that was around me on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Sunday have all been come down with COVID.
No. Is that true?
Every one of them. All the way from my 18-year-old nieces all the way up to some of the guys on my staff. So,
wow.
Yep. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Like I told my daughter told me my son-in-law has it. We were all together on Christmas Eve, so... I was like, "Wait, you better go get it, hang out with him and get it yourself and get it over with."
Well, and if it really isn't as serious as a lot of people say it is, most everybody's asymptomatic. You got a good chance of riding this thing out.
Yeah, they all have the sore throat, they all have the headaches, they all have the feeling of like having bronchitis. But listen, I lucked that one out. I think because my immune system is so high, and because I already had it and already had my shot, I lucked out. So far, I'm the only one that has been around them that didn't get it.
Did you get a test?
I haven't got a test, so I haven't got any of their symptoms. So,
is it possible you could be asymptomatic?
Oh yeah, probably now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just weird though. I mean, we're seeing athletes, we're seeing actors, actresses, we're seeing all kinds of people. The big question is this much ado about nothing, or is this something that we need to, at least for a couple of weeks, ride this thing out, cancel some events, things like that, like the fireworks and things like that?
No, you know what, Kevin, I kind of think of it like this. You know, we really haven't heard anything about the flu in almost 2 years now, and with I'm just saying, based on what I see around me and my own family members and the symptoms that they're having, I think we just need to go on and continue on life. I just keep thinking that every time we get the fear put in us of, oh my God, COVID, they're going to shut this down, everybody needs to wear a mask. Listen, I'm all for wearing a mask, because if there's one thing that we did find out, not as many people got colds, not as many people got, you know, certain illnesses or viruses, but, at the end of the day, sooner or later, we're all going to wind up having this. So might as well just go ahead, have it, get it over with, and let's go on with our life. I don't believe our state's going to shut down for anything. I don't, I know my international had asked me if the outbreak becomes worse than what it is right now, if I'll be shutting down. And I told him if I do anything, it's not going to be shutting down for months like I did before. It's going to be maybe shutting down for 1 week to sterilize everything and then back to normal. You know, no more shutting down for months at a time and putting jobs on a standstill and people wondering when the next time they're going to go to work. No more of that.
More coming up with Tommy White. We're going to talk about the implications in the workplace, because there are some businesses where if 4 or 5 people test positive, they got to stay home. Who does their job over the course of the next week to 10 days? which is probably why the CDC has reduced the quarantine and isolation time. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Alabama set to square off with Cincinnati this Friday in the college football playoff semifinal. Alabama offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien has lots of trust in Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Bryce Young.
You know, when you're dealing with a quarterback of the talent level, but also the intelligence of Bryce, you know, that to be involved in the game plans, and it's just been a really great experience for me. One of the best experiences of my career.
Cincinnati defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on trying to shut down Young and the team's talented receivers.
We feel like we have great players. I know our guys are excited just to have the opportunity to go against the best. And we feel like that's who we are as well. Great players. We're excited to go up against them. We feel like we have guys that match up and they're excited to.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You need to shop Kohl's right now. I mean, they have so many deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under $20 and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping and got it all in less than an hour with free store pickup. Who's ready to ring in the savings? Select styles ends December 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, big picture here, the freeways don't look that bad as we speak. However, there are some exceptions. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern, only two lanes are available through there because of the construction, and that construction will take place all the way through the middle of 2022. So get used to the slow flows through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. And remember, tonight the Las Vegas Bowl is taking place at Allegiant Stadium. Game time is 7:30, so right about rush hour, expect heavier than usual flows around the stadium on Interstate 15. And again, on Tropicana Avenue and Russell Road. Should be a good game, though.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Continuing on with Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Tommy, I've heard a couple of people on cable news talk about maybe we need a national week or 10 days to essentially clean up and get rid of this Omicron virus. I keep thinking if a McDonald's, let's say, had six of its crew go down, What I mean, could they even open up for business? I mean, they'd have to close.
Well, I mean, listen, Kevin, if you have to close because, you know, some of your people are not feeling well or, you know, they got a call in sick, you have to close. I mean, it's just what happens. It's just the way it is. But I don't think we need to shut our country down again. Not every business gets affected. Some people are still understand, you know, wearing masks, hand sanitizers, you know, everything that we got used to over the past 2 years. And, you know, just based on what I'm seeing and based on what I'm hearing from my own patient advocates and my own doctors is this is more flu symptoms, not as bad as the one that hit me, you know, whatever it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. But, I mean, we still just got to be careful. And I don't think we need to shut this country down again. I think all that is just an excuse to put fear into people again. And, you know, I think we got to kind of take it as if it's a cold, take it if it's the flu, and kind of move on in life.
So what
we
should...
stand up and kind of fight this thing and fight it with our own immune system and let our immune system learn from it and let our immune system learn how to fight it, then we're never going to be old. We're always going to be trapped by it.
Let me ask you, the New Year's Eve celebrations around the country, should they continue? Should the ball drop in New York? Should we have fireworks here in Las Vegas? Or should we capitulate and essentially turn everything off for a while?
No, I don't think we should stop doing anything. I think we should go on, open up the new year, 2022, and let's celebrate a new year. Let's celebrate moving on, and let's celebrate just the way we're going to be able to protect ourselves. I just don't see this as bad as it was when it first came around, and you know, thinking back, and as bad as it was for me, but thinking back, I mean, we don't hear anything about the flu anymore. We don't hear anything about a regular cold anymore. We don't hear anything about somebody having like a little bronchitis cough. We don't hear about it. Anytime somebody gets sick now, it's automatically, oh, here's a name for it. It's part of the COVID. So I think we just kind of need to move on in life and fight this thing and let us fight it on its natural course and have a great new year.
Indeed. Tommy, I want to ask you, one of the things I wanted to ask you today specifically, we kind of got sidetracked with your personal story, which is amazing. And the amazing thing is you tested negative or you don't have any symptoms.
I haven't tested yet, but I'll probably wind up going to get the test after work today. But, I mean, I don't have any of the symptoms that anybody else has. And everybody that has tested positive, with symptoms, some worse than others, but nothing worse than a flu.
Want to ask you, looking ahead to 2022, 2021 was gangbusters for you guys. You got a lot of projects finished. You started some projects. What is ahead for 2022? What are the things to look for when it comes to the building trades in our community?
Well, I you know, Kevin, we're going to be focusing on a lot of. A lot of the solar work that's still out there. We got a whole bunch of remodels that's going to start. And those of you listeners that are in the construction industry, they all know that usually there's a turnaround every, you know, 5 years on doing remodels on hotels. So I see a lot of remodels coming up. We're going to be looking forward to getting into the, you know, the Super Bowl in 2024. So, you know, it's really not, you know, if you think about it, you know, just 2 years away, right? Come January, we'll just be about 2 years away. So, you know, it's, we have work coming up. I don't see it slowing down for us. I just anticipate a couple of good years.
Anything big like Resorts World and some of the other major projects? Do we have anything on the drawing board that is going to begin in 2022?
Well, you have Durango Station. You have another resort that's going to be coming up down at on the south end of the strip, and I would actually look towards the south end of the strip. There's a lot of new businesses, not a new warehouses, a lot of new, well, not say a lot of new, but a few new resorts coming out towards the south end of the strip. And the big focus on building is going to be on the south end of I-15 now.
And is it possible that in the year 2021 you'll begin building a new baseball stadium for the now Oakland Athletics?
Yeah, 2022. I think there's a good possibility that we'll be looking at a baseball park for Oakland A's. That's a very good possibility.
I think that would be fun. Hey, Tommy, you have yourself a wonderful new year. I know you got family that tested positive, and friends, and party mates. And so it's going to be a little weird for your family this New Year's Eve. But be safe, and thank you so much, and we'll talk with you again in 2022.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy New Year to yourself and your whole staff, and Happy New Year to all of your listeners, and God bless all of you going into the new year.
Be safe, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
There you go. Tommy White. He has not been tested, but says he... we'll probably get a test after he's done with work today. And with him, work today might not end till 7, 8 o'clock tonight, the way it usually works. Stay with us. We're going to get to your calls. Steven is holding on. We'll get to him. We'll get to all the rest of you right behind him. I do have two lines open, so if you want to seize them now, you can do it right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table, and that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big show on this Thursday. It feels like Friday because tomorrow we will be on best of status. We'll be back with a live show on Monday. But this is it for me in the year 2021. Hard to believe it. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's begin with Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
I'd have to say that I agree with Tommy. I agree with Wayne Allen Root, and I agree with the doctor that's running for governor. This is a hoax. It has the capabilities of getting people sick, but your immune system, and I've studied the immune system for many, many years, and Wayne Allen Root has also. He vitamin C, vitamin D,
zinc,
K, nutrient. But Wayne got it, and he knocked it out in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any difference. You've got the immune system to defend this, and they're depending on fear to try to sell this biological weapon that has the capabilities of killing millions of people.
Wow.
We're in a mess.
Steven, you are exactly right. We are in a major mess, and the problem is that the government is seizing on this fear to make us change our lives, and
exactly,
and it just makes no sense. Steven, thanks for the call, appreciate it. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're up and you're on Live and Local. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you were talking about the woman that had to go to Switzerland in the bathroom. It reminds me of a travel tip. If you go on a plane, train, bus, ferry boat, whatever, you get a newspaper, and before you go, you cut a whole X in the middle of it with a razor blade, and then you use those sheets of paper as an oversized toilet seat cover. You know how the plane gets really rotten towards the end of the flight? So you have these oversized toilet seat covers to use there. I recommend the Las Vegas Sun for this purpose, but you can use any newspaper.
I love it. Eddie, thank you. Oh, man. Well, hey, at least Eddie has a sense of humor about this, which is good. I think you almost have to keep your wits about you. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, native-born Las Vegas. I'm a 64-year-old. Well, next month I'll be 64 years old, and I will have wanted to retire. But it's an interesting thing. This COVID thing all started last year, and as I was still working, it was quite interesting because I saw as people were shutting down this country, everybody was at Lowe's doing rehabs on all their houses and stuff. And Lowe's and Builders Square and those type of stores were doing a bang-up business, and they did some massive sales while we were shutting down. So as far
good
as
point.
America is,
good point.
It never really shut down.
No, no, but
funny thing that everybody claims.
Well, and obviously the grocery stores sold out of everything, from bathroom tissue to Clorox wipes. All of that stuff was just wiped out. But the problem is that people, you know, in various businesses ended up. I'll give you a business that didn't shut down, although it did shut down. Was the IRS. The IRS literally shut down. People went home and they either did their work from there or they just did nothing. But if you tried to reach out to the IRS for any piece of information during the pandemic, you were just being told, forget it. And
well, any kind of government shut down, basically. You know, you tried to get a hold of the DMV, you tried to get a hold of the county. Good luck.
Good point. Good point.
But the other thing is, my health issue is that I'm a type 2 diabetic for the last 15 years. They changed my medication the year prior, and I came down with a serious reaction when the doctors decided to change the standard medication for diabetics, which caused my muscles to disintegrate. They were releasing all these enzymes in my bloodstream.
What was that?
I went on a very... rhabdomyolysis or something.
Okay, because I'm type two and I'm metformin and Rybelsin and a couple of other things. So, Jardiance.
And the funny thing is, I've never had high blood pressure, but they put you on a high blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
I've never had high cholesterol, but they put you on a high cholesterol medication. So your body is exposed to these medications that you don't have any business being on, but they're saying they're trying to protect you. But nevertheless, I had this severe muscle reaction that was releasing all the enzymes from my muscles.
Wow.
I was losing weight drastically.
Wow.
And they put me on a high steroid.
Oh.
So many steroids in this house.
Hey, Dennis, unfortunately, I'm running out of time. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously